Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 12th of January and you're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Welcome to Friday's edition, last day of the week, second week of the month and the year. How's it going, people? How's 2018 treating all of you? On the 12th of January, Nepal receives internet bandwidth from China. India sends 31 satellites up in the air. Donald Trump is never out of the news. He's going to make decisions on the Iran nuclear deal later today. James Franco responded to accusations of sexually inappropriate behavior. Yes, another man is added to the list. And Meghan Markle closes all social media accounts before her royal wedding. First piece on the news is Nepal receiving internet bandwidth from China. Beginning Friday, the Himalayan nation will no longer solely depend on India to connect to cyberspace. The state-owned Nepal Telecom said that all the groundwork has been completed to begin commercial operation of the Nepal-China optical fiber. Yes, Nepal does not have the infrastructure to provide internet to its citizens, so it depends on India, and from now on it will also depend on the Chinese optical fiber networks to really get that internet going. India sends 31 satellites up in the air. They will be launched into the Earth's lower orbit in Polar Satellite Launch Vehicles, PSLVs, commonly referred to as, from a spaceport located off the Bay of Bengal coast. Three of the satellites are Indian, while the rest come from Canada, Finland, France, South Korea, UK, and the US. Next piece on the news is Donald Trump making decisions on the Iran nuclear deal. We've already discussed the background of the Iranian conflict, but just for our listeners who are listening in for today, I'm going to give a minute's background. So essentially what's happening in Iran right now is the youth are extremely disappointed, the middle class youth, because they believed that since the sanctions were lifted in 2015, Iran promised them a lot of prosperity, employment, economic boom, etc., which is not happening. The benefits are not trickling down to the middle class youth and they're extremely angry about it, and hence there's a lot of protests. So yes, the nuclear deal that they're a part of that restricts their ability to use uranium to 2-3% is something that Trump is against right now. He's saying that they're not really restricting their manufacturing. They're doing it secretively in the rest of Middle East. So he's not ready to ratify the deal and to lift the sanctions off. But sources recently have come out and said that Trump will spare the deal, extending relief from economic sanctions to Iran for a few more years. So we see how that turns out at the end of this week. James Franco reported to have sexually inappropriate behavior. The allegations come from former students or mentees of Franco's, who won a Golden Globe for his performance in The Disaster Artist on Sunday. He's also the actor in the famous movie 127 Hours. Franco says that the allegations are not accurate, but that he'll fix it if he did anything wrong. I don't know how people say it. You know, there's always this diplomatic statement made after someone's accused of sexual harassment. Oh, really? I didn't do it. But in case if they're saying I did it, then I will apologize. I mean, you know, if you've done it, man, like, how can... It's not gray. It's purely black and white, right? So, yes, another one added to the list of sexual harassers, James Franco is the name. Last piece on the news is Meghan Markle closes all social media accounts before her royal wedding. Actress Meghan Markle, my pronunciations are super screwed up this morning. In fact, today's routine has been a little off. That's the first thing I'm doing this morning, so right, no excuses. Fiancée Meghan Markle is the fiancée of Prince Harry, and she's closed all her social media accounts on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. This comes ahead of her wedding with Prince Harry, which will take place in May. A source from the Kensington Palace said that Miss Markle is grateful to everyone who has followed her social media accounts over the years. I don't know if this is like a permanent exit from social media or just temporary till the wedding happens. We'll know soon. Also, that's the last news for the day, last for the week. You guys have a great Friday. And please like, comment, subscribe or share to News on the Go on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher or any other podcasting platform that you're listening on. You could also write to Ashwin at ashwinchabria.com. That is A-S-H-W-I-N at A-S-H-W-I-N-C-H-A-B-R-A.com to let me know how I can make this daily morning news better for you. See you Monday, same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with Hawaii from Jim Harry Met Sejal.